Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with James Gashel, Vice President for Business Development at KNFP Reading Technology, with an update on the Blio, which is now available in a fully accessible form, especially for JAWS. We're working with other screen readers as well. Welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Thanks a lot, JJ. Last year we talked about Blio, and it was kind of a dream at that point because nobody else could get it. I had it, and I believe I demonstrated it for Blind Bargains.
Yep.
But this year, anyone listening to this information can obtain Blio from Blio.com, download the software that's free, and then browse our free books or browse our bookstore. And, of course, the free books you can download for free. They're Google Books. And in the case of the bookstore, those are Blio books, and you can buy them in their normal commercial prices. And it's great fun. I mean, I've joined the, you know, the book-buying public now.
Right.
And don't know if I have the budget for everything I want to read. So you're hearing Blio reading in the background here.
Yep.
And this is reading with our text-to-speech capability.
Okay.
Which operates as long as a person has a screen reader installed. Now, it operates on many books, whether there's a screen reader installed or not. But you can't be sure that it will.
That would be up to the publisher.
That would be up to the publisher, but we override the publisher in the case of anyone who has a screen reader involved.
So not just JAWS in that case, any
screen reader
that's been detected.
Any screen reader that is detected. Well, let's put it this way. The screen readers that we recognize are Window Eyes, System Access, NVDA, and JAWS, and we'll recognize any others if somebody has one in mind.
Sure. Okay. What are some of the other the features of Blio? What's your favorite features of the program?
Well, I suppose buying books is number one. And I'm really, what I mean by that is, you know, I've just never had the chance to go to a public bookstore and know that anything I bought there would be accessible.
Right.
And so that's the biggest thing for me. Now, you know, beyond that, I mean, just the wealth of material out there. We're used to the libraries for the blind, which are great, but limited compared to the commercial marketplace.
Okay.
And so with Blio, you know, the whole commercial activity is just creating much more access for blind people than we could ever have with specialized libraries.
Sure, sure. So a lot has changed since a year ago when this was first announced. Blio, you know, got a lot of mainstream press. I know it continues to do that. But since that time, there's been at least marginally accessible Kindle available now, and some other products that are also coming out as accessible solutions. So how does Blio fit into all this now?
First of all, I think it's all great that more and more of them are going to be accessible, and so no problem. Just welcome aboard. But beyond that, I do think, what I would say is readers should make their own judgment about what system they like the best. We've made Blio very user-friendly for screen reader users.
Right.
And so we did a deliberate design. We didn't sort of cabbage on to a design for sighted people. So you're going to have fewer instances where there are extraneous links or unlabeled buttons or internet gibberish that you can't understand.
Right.
And most of the things are going to be intelligible words, and you'll know what to do. I wouldn't say we're perfect in every respect. We know where we could do even better in the design, but
right.
It is simple, straightforward, and convenient to use. Now, I find, first of all, we have much more navigability,
right.
Let's say, than Kindle for the PC.
Sure, while inside
because
a book.
Because we can go, right, we can go character by character, word by word, right. Sentence by sentence, line by line,
mm-hmm.
paragraph by paragraph. Page by page,
right.
Chapter by chapter. Kindle for PC will do some of that, but not much of it.
Sure.
That's been our strategy all along, is to enable screen readers to work, because they provide those capabilities.
Sure.
Now, also we have Braille access.
Okay.
So every book with Blio, if you're using JAWS, every book is a Braille book.
Sure.
Nobody else has that. And that's another reason why we chose the strategy of enabling screen readers to read ebooks rather than some specialized technology where we would have to reinvent Braille support.
Right. So looking at some of those enhanced features, is that something you were planning on extending beyond JAWS at some point?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
This whole industry, you know, moves so fast, and there are so many demands.
Mm-hmm.
We can't eat all the elephant.
Sure.
At one bite.
Okay. All right. Have you done a lot of checking as far as how much overlap there is between what's available on Kindle versus iBooks versus Blio versus, and how the prices compare and.
The prices compare very favorably. I would not say we're always the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, we may actually be the lowest. However, our approach allows publishers to determine their prices.
Right.
And they may not make the same choice that Amazon does, for example, or Barnes & Noble. So in some instances, we could actually be higher. I guess that's just part of the print book marketplace.
Right.
And I would invite people to shop around. I would also think that in many instances, you're going to find the same book in different bookstores. It's just like if you go to a bookstore that has print books.
Right.
You go down the street to the next book, they'll have the same book. There will be, people will have the chance to become, you know, wise consumers, mm-hmm. good shoppers, and price conscious. I hope that people will also feel that the Blio presentation is worth it enough. So if in some instances we're a buck or two higher on the book, maybe they'll just say, well, you know, I like the presentation in Blio, I'll buy it anyway.
Sure, or if you want to keep all your books in one place.
Exactly. Sure. I mean, there could be reasons.
Yeah.
There could be reasons.
Sure.
But the point is the consumer has the right to choose.
Sure.
And you know, that's
right.
The way it works.
Is there plans? Well, I know you've talked before about doing an iPhone app, so what are your plans for mobile apps?
We will have an Android app.
Right.
I'm very optimistic that we will have an Apple iOS app, iPhone, iPod Touch, iPad.
You have Apple restrictions and they have other licensing to deal with.
Apple has issues right now with anybody that provides content.
Yeah.
And has rejected various apps over this issue. And so the course ahead with how they're going to treat content providers is unclear.
Sure. A little more clear for Android. as far as...
So far.
Right.
So far. And so we have an app developed for the iOS devices, which isn't yet in the App Store, but I'm pretty optimistic that it will be. And we're in active discussions with Apple, you know, even this week.
Sure.
So it's going on, and they're, you know, I think well-intentioned. This whole industry is evolving, so...
Sure.
You know, and then the Android was a little further behind, but moving along well, and so we'll be on various Android.
How is accessibility working out, especially for Android? I know and iOS, but Android might be a little more challenging given the current capabilities.
Well, Android is more challenging right now for us in that we haven't been able to give accessibility the time we need, but we don't even have a product out there yet.
Right.
So,
sure.
With the iOS devices, we have wonderful accessibility.
Sure.
I mean, it's, I would say, well, I don't know of another ebook reader running on iOS devices that is as conveniently accessible with the possible selection of iBooks. And we shine in some areas where they don't. And maybe they have advantages over us. There are a few differences to the design.
Mm-hmm.
We both work very well with VoiceOver. We have synchronized text-to-speech where they don't.
Okay.
So those are the major differences.
Okay. Is there an app for the Mac plan?
Well, there's an app for the Mac plan, but not
right.
Implemented.
Sure. Okay. If people want to get more information about Blio, mentioned the website.
Absolutely. I'm a good contact for that, and that would be jim@knfbreader.com. And happy to respond. You can also simply write to support@knfbreader.com if you like. I mean, at blio.com.
Okay.
Now, in this case, support@blio.com. But my email address is jim@knfbreader.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Glad to see Blio taking many strides forward.
Well, thank you, and thanks to Blind Bargains for helping to get the word out.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.